Hi, it's Carissa at Bible Project. In this reflection, we're looking at the public reading of Scripture. The experience of reading the Bible out loud in community can be a life-changing spiritual practice that's actually really fun and enjoyable. I think a lot of times when we talk about spiritual disciplines or spiritual practices, we forget about this one. But the public reading of Scripture is something that's been valued by the community of God's people throughout history. And there are a lot of reasons why this is a healthy and valuable practice. So often, the way that Scripture is read today is independent, silently, and we dissect it verse by verse or just meditate on meaningful verses rather than the broader context. And I'm not saying that these are bad ways to read Scripture at all. Habits of quiet and slow reflection are so healthy, balancing, and connect us to God. And meditating on meaningful verses, having those in our minds and our hearts can be so supportive and empowering. But there are some really good reasons to read Scripture out loud in community as a spiritual practice. When we read a whole story, letter, or section of Scripture at once, we can get a better sense of the overarching message, of the way the story works, or the coherence of an argument. Context informs meaning, so reading larger sections at one time allows us to grasp the meaning in ways we otherwise can't. So if you do this, as you read a section or whole story or letter, ask yourself what the main idea is, or how the argument develops, or how each part relates to the previous. Another reason why reading Scripture publicly can be so beneficial is that hearing something will engage us in a different way than reading something. Many people are auditory learners, but even if you're not, we hear things differently than we read or study them, so hearing can help us understand the text in a fresh way. Hearing can also engage our memory more strongly. Arguably, learning happens best when we're engaging our whole selves, so if you can read while listening or create or draw something while listening, that's even better. Finally, the communal aspect of reading Scripture publicly is a huge benefit. We need the reflections of others to learn and grow, not just ourselves and our own perspectives. Independent and internal reflection is important and has a place, but so does community reflection. It gives us the opportunity to see things differently and to see more than we could alone. It's healthy for us as humans to be around other humans and learning and growing together. It can also be difficult to find the motivation or discipline to read or study consistently on our own, so it's helpful to have the support and structure of a community to do this. And reading Scripture in a group provides another kind of structure. No one has to prepare a teaching or be the expert, but we can together try to identify what we think the main message is, what was impacting, and how these things are relevant to our own context. So just like the community of God's people throughout history, we can engage in the public reading of Scripture. So if you have the opportunity, the encouragement is that you would meet together with some close friends or your family or even just one other person to read a book or a section of Scripture out loud. Take your pick, or you can follow one of our reading plans for some guidance. And if you're alone or can't meet with people presently, just read Scripture aloud or to a pet if you have one. Even the experience of speaking and hearing and reading in context is so valuable. Reading Scripture out loud, and especially in community, has the power to shape our identity, how we see the world, and how we understand God.